Mike Wazowski.
Sing this as Mike Wazowski.
Loving him was like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street. Losing him was like crashing in.
I never found you funny.
I never want to hear you sing.
Should she suffer?
Yes. Oh, yes.
All right, clap if you think she should suffer.
I'm the one suffering because my throat.
I never want to hear you do that again.
Drink time! Let's put on a little ditty for the girlies to...
Ditty, please. One ditty. We'll take one ditty on the rocks. Thank you.
I heard there was a ditty in order. I'm trying to
find... Just checking the delivery of my ditty. Is it...
Okay, here we go. The instrumental part. Okay, well, there it is. Okay. Here we go. Canned pina colada.
It's funny that you're still listening to this song.
What do you mean still listening to this song?
Remember like 2 months ago, you were like, we were talking about where we were standing and you're like, but if you listen to the lyrics of this song.
Bitch, I fucking created a little pina colada radio. I have a whole playlist now.
People didn't know about pina coladas before I came around.
I have a playlist called Pina Colada Playlist, parentheses, featuring the pina colada song.
So essentially High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yeah,
are you
exactly.
A Joshua Bassett fan?
Shut the fuck up, bitch.
It's been now.
It's been
1 week.
Guys, gals, anyone who's listening this.
Crickets.
Clap if you're listening.
What the fuck was that sound?
I don't know. Is someone in here? Hello?
It's a fan.
You hear it? It's my body hitting the floor. Anyways, it's been a while since we recorded.
On the floor.
And the truth of it all is
we have
been training for the Olympics.
The tea of it all.
We've been on the floor.
I'm expecting to get a call any day now from the U.S. skateboarding team.
Yeah, Nicole's been doing skateboarding. I've been doing women's gymnastics.
And also just for running, I think they've seen my, I think that the Olympic, what are they?
Elves.
The little elves. The reps, the agents, what's the industry term?
I never found you entertaining. I never found you
the auditioners.
Smart. I just found you annoying.
The casting agents.
The casting agents.
I think they've seen my 11 minute miles down Malibu Avenue.
Yeah.
And I think they see potential.
They're like, you would be bad for the Olympics.
I think it's 11 to 4 minutes is the pipeline. They say if you stay at 11 minutes for a long time, then
you'll hit four.
I've
heard
you'll wake up one day and you'll just be on the floor with your party people doing. This is me. Any day now, I will wake up and run a 4 minute mile.
See, that's
and
like,
I'm gonna wake up and hear this song and just start sprinting.
That's like they say how it takes 22 days of doing something to form a habit. You're gonna run.
Does it really?
Yeah, you're gonna run 11. Minute miles for 22 days, and on 23rd day you're gonna run four
minutes, no problem. So we've been training.
I've been doing a lot of
calls,
a lot of beam, a lot of floor routine.
People say that Alex is the next Simone Biles.
I was before Simone.
By that,
like,
they
she's
mean that
the new me.
By that they mean that he's gonna do a lot of commercials for Uber Eats and makeup products.
See, I would do that though in a heartbeat.
Uber Eats,
I would do any commercial.
Really?
Do you have a commercial you want to put me in?
Yeah, actually, Jennifer Aniston just left Aveeno.
Oh.
There's a spa.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm in.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
When do we record? When do we tape?
I'll call you. let's do lunch sometime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, okay. So what's the time? So it's been a while.
It's been a while now.
It's been a while, potheads. And a lot of stuff has happened since we've last talked to you.
What's an update with you, Nicole? Let's hear about you first before we get to...
Oh, my back just cracked. I'm so sunburned. Last time we recorded, I was not sunburned. That is an update of Nicole, yeah. Today, just visualize me... Neapolitan ice cream bodies, let's normalize them.
Wait, is Neapolitan the vanilla strawberry chocolate?
Yeah, so that's what my body looks
Where's
like.
Where's the chocolate?
That's like my tan and on my back that's about to peel off. Okay. But right now it's tan.
Gotcha.
But it's going to be gone and turn to pink.
So you're about to be like a strawberry sorbet.
Yeah.
Oh, shoo.
Shoo.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I'm tan. What else has happened?
You're pregnant.
I'm pregnant. Yeah, I forgot it. That slipped my mind. The tan kind of is the main thing.
Tan, pregnant, thriving.
Yeah.
Thrusting.
Constantly.
Constantly thrusting.
And you? That's about it for me.
I'm also pregnant, also thrusting.
That's why we decided to do this podcast is because...
Oh, I forgot. Actually, I'm the dad of your baby.
But you're also pregnant.
But yeah. See,
by another man.
Uh-huh.
And that man,
another man.
That man.
Are you
is...
the first man?
No, you're the first man, stupid bitch.
But who's the other man?
Loving him was Red. Can you believe Red? Okay, let's just get into it.
Yeah, we'll go into it.
This is fucking... Well, should we... Should that be the
clap your hands. Clap if you thought Red was going to be the next Taylor's version.
Focused on being a baddie right now.
That's accurate. I think we were all blindsided. Yes,
her little diabolical laugh. Wait, should we save the Red as like our primetime slot? Should we?
Honey,
should we...
the whole episode's a primetime slot. Honey, they've been waiting for it.
I think I'm in a weird place because the Britney Spears thing, honestly, was this week.
Today, gang. It's been a weird time. We're both pregnant.
Period.
Period.
There's apparently this pandemic that's going on, ravaging...
We did it.
The country.
COVID about the world.
We did it. Did you and your... vote for Andrew Yang?
Of course I did not.
Great. Because we don't live in New York and Malibu already has a mayor.
Yeah, I'm voting for Caitlyn Jenner. Because we live in Malibu.
I forgot about that. Yikes! What a mess!
I got confused. Jeez. Because I knew that Rudy Giuliani's son was running for office in across the country in New York. And I was like, wait, is he running for mayor? And is he the Republican candidate? But he's running for governor.
Yeah, big boy shit. Yeah, the Republican candidate for mayor is the Guardians, the president of the Guardians of New York.
Yeah.
Where's a little...
I mean, there's no way...
I don't want to say anything because, you know, they listen.
They listen to this pod. And, they're actually outside the apartment right now.
They're constantly monitoring what we say because we are...
We are New York's two most influential podcasters.
Yeah, so they got to keep an eye on us.
It is kind of funny that we live in Malibu, yet we are... massively popular in New York.
It's insane.
How do you think that happened? New York and Australia.
I left that yogurt store and
I left that New York.
Australia. It's a behind the scenes fact for listeners. I think this is correct that Australia is actually our second most listened to
country. Shout out to the Australian.
Shout out NAR.
Just want to give a big NARS to all the
I
actually was doing an impression. I should have saved this as like a hot, red hot material, but I was
someone say
loving him. I was doing my impression of
just want to give a big NAR.
Anyway,
right in Australians, right in,
right in,
right in what I don't
a
know, but
NAR,
right in tweet NAR at come to Brazil pod.
Do you listen?
I'm no way.
Um, You heard this on TikTok, yes? Not this part.
See, Nicole, this is what we were saying earlier. I think our TikToks are massively different.
But this is just like the main
But I've told you this before. My TikTok is not the viral songs.
But it's not even like people... Okay, this is the part. Oh, here it is. Wait. Okay, you're going to tell me you have not heard this. It's coming up. So... Here. In the state of her body. If I beat it, I ain't wearing a Johnny
Adiola when I roll with a geezer. Is it me on the line? Oh. Actually,
okay. Jesus fucking Christ.
I have heard that.
Okay!
Nar.
If you're not sure, like, there's a big nar.
Nar.
Yeah. Anyway, so, what were we saying?
Nar. TikTok.
I have nar idea.
Wait, you pulled that song up.
I don't know
you
what.
Bitch. Oh,
I think... I think I was doing it because of, I don't know.
Yeah, drink that White Claw.
Don't ever tell me what to do with my body. Loving Him was...
When he tells you what to do with my body. Nar. Australians, please continue to listen. Okay, yeah. Let's just go right into it. Red.
Peru also.
Red.
Shout out to all the Peru.
Ah, Peru. Hello. A few Perus ago, Peru is perusing this podcast.
Cheers!
Okay, we're driving into it.
Oh, I was talking about Fruit Brittany. Fruit, what the fuck?
Oh, who in the hooven hay? That was weird. Did you hear that, listeners?
Alien interference.
There you go.
We gotta get
Greetings.
Fucking. We gotta get fucking Demi Lovato on the track. Gotta keep an out.
Demi,
for...
what kind of aliens are these? These are Alphabet
Mafia.
She's like,
I left that UFO and didn't get the yogurt. See the aliens that don't exist. I had a hard time.
I went to space and I didn't see any aliens. So then I came back to Earth.
Oh,
for
and
the
I
rest
didn't
of
the see
weekend.
The aliens that I thought existed because they don't exist. Taylor thinks that's hilarious.
I saw some. I see where this is gonna go. I saw some video of Demi Lovato performing at like a Elton John tribute kind of thing.
Can I get you anything? A gun.
That's what I wanted after watching Demi perform.
No.
Like, what is going on? With them.
What, because they have short hair now?
No. And don't even try to pull that. Don't try to paint me that way. Take it back.
Take it back now, y'all.
Nar, take it back. Three hops this time.
That's not... Take it back. This is the take it back. God, you go back and went to the Macarena?
That's not the Macarena. That's...
I see where this is going to go. Are you just singing? Wait.
Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time.
Dun.
Two hops this time.
Dun, dun.
Three hops this time.
Dun, dun,
Slide
dun.
To the left. Charlie Brown. What song is that? Electric Slide?
Everybody clap your heads.
Is that... Wait. Sorry. Pause red. Is this what I think it is? Wait, pause it.
No. What?
Is this what called? Wait.
No, it's called like the mom. No. Jump.
Is it not Electric Slide? Oh my god.
Oh my god. You're alienating our burp hitting listener.
No, I'm
Alphabet Mafia.
Alphabet Mafia.
Okay, two hops this time.
Electric
Slide to the right. Here we go.
Is it electric?
Cha cha slide.
Oh.
By DJ Kesper. DJ Kesper. What is this? Right now. This is something new. The Kesper Slide Part 2. One hop this time. Featuring the Platinum Band. Wait, are you doing
it? I was also playing it. Wait. You play.
Wait, on Google, it does the. Right foot, two stumps.
Wait.
Okay, everyone go.
Oh my god.
Type. Okay, so apparently instead of, you know, curing illnesses. What the world, the money and the scientists have decided to do.
The money in the bag and they sold the key.
So what apparently the scientists of the world have decided, instead of, you know, curing, you know, cancer, curing illnesses, you know, stopping war, what they've decided to do is animate and kind of AI the Google search result for cha-cha slide. So I can't even speak because I'm so upset.
Fucking Google cha-cha slide on your phone, slide and then the right. Look at the little microphone icon and click it.
The window slides to the left when you do it, and then
one hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps.
I feel like he's singing it with like less enthusiasm. I feel like he's like Google's holding him hostage and it's like, we're gonna animate the page for Cha Cha Slide. Please perform your song for us. Oh.
Let's go to work. Fade out.
I didn't realize it was a fucking capitalist anthem.
Yeah, everyone go Google that because that shit's crazy.
Or just take our word for it. Stay right there because
stay there. We'll be right back with more.
We're coming back to you with more.
Come to Brazil.
Yeah, you too. This is I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. God, fucking Bono goes, bro. We went to a concert.
Nicole and I,
We kind of freaked it.
See, just tell the whole story. Say what happened.
So basically, Slater, friend of the show.
Friend of the pod.
Huge fan.
Like, low-key, though, sort of. And then you have to tell the part about the list.
So basically, she's had this album come out. She has this album coming out. So, you know, musicians make albums. So imagine an album is coming out. So she's been doing a lot of promo for it. Anyway, I'm on Twitter about a week ago, and I'm just clickety clacketing on my little typewriter, looking at Twitter, and then I see, that she's doing an album release party that night. And I send it to Alex, and I'm like, damn, this would have been so fun to go to. And he's like, damn, you're right. And I'm like, damn, all right, back to my day. And then like an hour later, I'm like, probably had like a few more iced coffees. And I was like, wait a second. You know, quarantine, you know, we've come out of it into, you know, maybe a clear zone for a bit, partially in some places around the world. And so there is, an excitement in the air. Trying to seize the day, La Vie en Rose.
That's the excitement.
Yeah, I'm like, well, let me just put myself out there. Let me just take a leap, see what happens.
Leap of faith.
So I DM Slater, and we've DM'd before, so there's a precedent.
Right.
And she follows me on Twitter.
Right.
We've DM'd about each other's favorite Hannah Montana song, which is how you create
Hannah Montana.
How you create any strong bond, and
the answer was nobody's perfect. Thank you so much.
And I was like, do you have any extra tickets for the album release tonight?
I feel like you did it so well. You positioned it like, I'd love to buy like tickets to come.
Yeah. I was like, is there any, like, I'll pay whatever, whatever. And then expected nothing. 2 hours later, get a response like, yeah, I'll put you on the list. Let me know if you have any problems when you arrive or something like that. And I was like,
she was like, I'll put you on the list and a plus one.
And I was like, okay, first of all. So then I text Alex and I said, okay, well, you think the thing that we wanted to go to, and now we're going. It's a Thursday night. We're going. So then we go. I'm like, I don't even know. Maybe she forgot. Like, why would she even remember this? Like,
yeah, we brought like our vaccine cards because everyone there had to be vaccinated.
And,
so
yes.
You bring your vaccine card, you show that to get in.
And I was like, I just know we're going to get there. I'm going to be like, I think I'm on the list. And they're going to be like, no, you dumb, stupid bitch.
Yeah.
And
which briefly for a moment, that was the case.
So I say my name a few times and they like, the guy doesn't see it or whatever. And then I look on the list. And I see my name. It says Nicole Boys, parentheses, New Yorker, comma, come to Brazil. And I literally point to my name and then burst out laughing. And Alex and Cena, like, we walk up the stairs and I'm like, did you see what I said on the list? I said, come to Brazil was written down on a piece of paper as proof of our entry
of being on the list
into an event.
So,
and then we went, and it was the best fucking time ever.
It was so fun.
The girls and gays came out.
Literally.
It was the first time. I mean, there's a bunch of DJ sets, and then she performed, obviously. But the fact that we heard songs that I had not heard in a public setting, like all the
we heard
songs,
Rain on Me.
Rain on Me.
With 200 people dancing.
Yeah. Some.
There was a driver's license remix that was not good.
That was weird. And then Slater performed, and it was incredible. And it was insanely fun time.
It was one of those like fun last minute. There was like 2 hours notice, like, oh shit, we're going.
And like, you like can't have any, you can't even have like any prepare. Expectations. Yeah. So everything you just go was like just fun. I literally packed, Alex got off work. I packed a tote bag that had two shots in it, two beers, and then picked up two pieces of pizza. We like housed it and then fucking hit the road.
Literally 4 minutes to consume all of it. Called the Uber.
Done.
Hit it up.
And then the rest was, as they say,
we turned into Throatzillas that night.
We turned into mega Throatzillas.
Have you been listening to the album now that it's out?
I have been listening to the album.
It's really good.
It's really good.
I see. Here's what I've thought about Slater before. She is like just on my side of Kling Klang. Yeah, where
there's a small little window.
There's a small Kling Klang window that I can crawl
where
through.
Where Rina Sawayama's in it.
Rina's in it.
Some Kim Petras.
Well, all Kim Petras. Slater. But see, truthfully, once you get into some of the Charlie XCX stuff, that's where I bow out. Did we just lose our entire fan base on this podcast by me saying that?
Hey, I still fucking, hey, that's where I begin, Mitch.
Yeah, Nicole's listening to 100 Gex, like, Kling Klang off the Wing Wang.
I just fucking love, listen, this fucking, like, rock. This is, like, YouTube found in a ditch. Oh! Bitch! Whoa! Yeah, stream it, Trouble Paradise, out meow.
Our queen, out meow, out meow.
Support her, love that. Love, such a great time, such a fun time. A really good like first outing.
Yeah, it was fun. That was the first like major public outing.
Next we're doing heroin.
Yeah, we're doing meth tomorrow, heroin Saturday.
Yeah. And
and then what's Sunday?
Sunday is orgy. With TBD.
Okay.
I haven't.
Let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Keep me for sure. No, I'll let you know.
Okay. Anyways, back to Red. Red Taylor's. That's my best impression of her sound effect.
Grown people should never laugh. Now hold on.
Oh my god. There it is. Found it.
We were all very, very sure 1989 was going to be the next Taylor's version.
Okay, but no.
No, we were all.
But we were as sure as we were sure that
we were sure that, like, you showed up at the party.
Show up
at your party.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're as sure as anything that
happens in the Taylor universe. It's true.
Which is 0% sure at all times.
I think the thing though that made me more certain is that she got rid of Fearless merch on the website.
Okay.
And then 1989 fucking merch appeared.
Little fucking Swifty tin hat.
1989 really? Merch appeared. So that's why everyone was like, oh shit, confirmed.
Is there 1989 merch up now?
Yeah, it's like the color scheme of 1989.
Oh, bitch!
But
wait, is it actually 1989
bitch,
merch?
Go to it!
Oh, I'm about to fucking...
Well, don't Google 1989 merch. Go to the website.
Okay, well, I had a little bit of White Claw, okay? And there's like one leaf in my stomach because I cut
Nicole
out.
Nicole has a little White Claw.
Scooter Braun fucking had a little puff piece out today, so don't stream that.
Scooter Braun fucking suck my ass.
And while we're talking about possessive and controlling men in music, let's just put out a little Free Britney out there. That was heartbreaking today. And I do hope she gets out of that conservatorship. Why the fuck conservatorships exist, I do not understand. And I was sitting on this court hearing today and one thought, damn, I don't know any legal terms at all. And I don't know what the fuck they're saying. And two, this is fucking heartbreaking.
They're like, order in the court. Nicole's like,
yo, what?
What in the what? Hop in the hoobie?
Hop in the hoobie? Well, now, okay. So just wanted to say that. And that's devastating. And whatever. Just didn't want to ignore it because that happened today and put me in a weird spin. But anyway, just am now on the store.taylorswift.com. And it's red now. So I think we missed that window.
No.
Scroll down.
Look at this. Look at this color scheme.
Are you high? I'm going to murder.
Look at this. What? How is that red?
I'm literally going to murder you.
It literally says 1989 on it.
Where? It says established 1989 because she was born then.
Yeah, but why would that be
you
red merch?
You fucking tin hat fucking Swifty ass bitch.
I will end you.
This is just generic fucking merch. I'll kill you. This is not 1980. There's no pinks anywhere. This is like muted tones. This
what,
is a muted
what
time.
Pink? What?
There should be pink from...
You think pink's going to just trapeze on over here and fly into the metro site?
You love our mother, love her! La, 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 la. Oh, here she fucking comes down the fucking...
Oh, she's fucking... Ew,
she's
fucking sawing a hole in the
water
ceiling
all
right
over
now.
Me.
Pink, no, stop.
Pink. Cat, we designated.
No, she started. You just look what you did, Nicole. She's gonna be here for the whole song.
Pink, come back. Pink, come back later. Okay, we'll be. Yeah, we'll be right back. Thank you, Pink. Okay, she's gone. Okay,
we'll be right back with Pink. You're on Late Night Show. Pink.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Pink. This is just
our
generic.
Next guest is a Grammy Award-winning musician
and
who flies a lot.
Artist,
ladies and gentlemen. Pink.
This is just a summer collection. It's a summer capsule.
Who?
You dumb.
But people don't just do summer collections off merch.
I'll kill you.
It's all tied to an album.
Taylor Swift does. She's trying to make back all her coin. She hasn't made a
single... She got enough coin.
She hasn't made a single dollar.
She got more coin than most people I know.
Big red money machine has taken over.
She.
The scrunchies, I'm dead. I'm going to buy you the ping pong set for your birthday.
Do it. I would use it.
Thanks. Oh, a koozie. Can holder. It doesn't say koozie because that would be a...
Holds your can.
Hold my big
Hold
cans.
Your can. Wait, how come if you go into This Is Pink playlist and you scroll down, there's an entire album? Why is this the whole album?
I don't know. What album is it?
Fucking... Circle.
Greatest
These are songs
hits.
I've never heard of before.
So far. No, play the first.
Oh shit.
Ooh, wait. There's live. She has a live album.
Oh, play a tune.
All I know so far. Oh, I think it's the thing she did with her daughter.
Wait. Oh, we've definitely played on this podcast before when she covered "What's Going On."
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think we have. But shit, that's good.
Wait, she did like three Queen songs?
Is this just fantasy? Is this her?
I think. Okay, now imagine my surprise when that's on the album, and then it's followed by... Is she like, what... Was she trying to play?
I would be so mad if I went to a Pink concert and then she did this shit.
I just tried. Wait, who's Freddie Mercury? I just thought his name was Steve McQueen.
No, you're thinking of the band Queen.
I know. But then I was like, it's not Steve McQueen. And then I was like, Lightning McQueen? And that's the protagonist from the Pixar movie Cars.
I don't think anyone's ever made the correlation between Pink and Cars with one step.
That light blue Porsche is hot, honestly.
We, Jesus Christ.
I hate this.
What is misunderstood? What do you mean?
Misunderstood.
What do you mean? Wait, she's on a song with Eminem.
Oh my god.
He has one mode.
Where is she?
That's her. This is her. Eminem comes in later.
Who enjoys listening to him?
Do you think he's a therapy?
I bet he does.
Remember when he used to say gay slurs all the time?
Wait, did you hear that? Listen, they like turn the volume down in the song.
Oh, I thought you did that. That's like an older album. Can't believe we're listening to Eminem.
Okay, Pink is straight up not in the song. Wait, what?
She's at the end, like, have you ever?
Oh.
I'm sorry to all our listeners that have had to listen to a full Eminem song. We never thought this would happen. My face right now is like,
oh, that
hey,
was
mom, can you come pick me up?
That was the worst song I've ever heard.
That was the worst song I've ever heard. Let's cleanse.
Damn, I just showed up to your party. Will you have me? Will you want me?
No, I'm turning you away if that's what you're fucking bringing.
Loving him.
She confirmed 10 minute All Too Well, Back to Red. Did she confirm it?
She confirmed a song is 10 minutes, but then people have known that she wrote a 10-minute version of All Too Well.
What if it's 10 minutes of I Know You Were Trouble?
The beat drops just keep getting crazier and crazier.
It's just like full EDM Skrillex vibe. It's just this over and over. Trouble, 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 trouble,
what are
trouble,
the, what are the red
trouble,
songs?
Trouble.
What are the red songs you're most excited to hear?
I mean, All Too Well.
Yeah.
Doy. I don't. Wait, there's one? I was listening to Red the other day, and I literally thought an ad had started playing.
That song sounds like a Target ad.
It sounds like if this is. I literally was like expecting to be like, this week at Chevron, we have a great sale coming up. It's a summer sales.
All back to school supplies are half off.
Come in now. And then her fucking little. So. Anyway, I forgot that you existed.
I'm most excited for. All right, here's the tea.
State of Grace.
I'm excited for obviously All Too Well, obviously Red, obviously I Knew You Were Trouble. I'm a big Holy Ground fan.
Oh yeah, Holy Ground, yeah.
And Begin Again. Begin Again.
Sheesh.
Hit it, Taylor. Let's hit it with this last chorus. Take it, girl. Throw your head back laughing like a little kid. You're like that crazy 12-year-old.
She's like, throw your head back drinking water like how little kids do. And it's like.
That was a stretch. That was a stretch.
I guess it's a visual joke.
Even as a visual joke, not good.
Well, my water's too full. Glass half full.
Glass half full. Water too wet.
So, now that we've confirmed that you're a Swiftie, truther, tin hat Swiftie, walk us through your new updated 1989 theory.
So, thank you for asking. Clap if you want to hear the story. Okay, here's my theory. Thanks, Day. Also, pointing out that the day that Taylor announced the album is 22 weeks ahead of its release, because this bitch is thinking about everything. 22. Anyways,
but like
my theory.
Okay, but like even if they were like it's like oh, it's 15 weeks away, then they would have been like, oh, she has a song called 15. And even if it was like a song called like 19, then they would have been like, oh, if you add
yes
9 and 1, you're,
these are all correct.
It's 10, but then you also add 3 because there's 3 syllables, then it's 13. Lucky number done.
T. You literally just point. You just
you're like, wait, okay.
I didn't think about that, Nicole.
Okay, points were made. Where's the lie? No cap. No printer. No printer.
Literally, there was some graphic no that was like.
No printer.
No printer. It was like the 4 dates that were like.
Ayo.
It was like fearless announcement, fearless release, red announcement, red release. And the dates add up to 1989. That is not a joke. But here's what I think is going to happen.
Bitch!
Here's what I think is going to happen.
I feel like Swifties single-handedly keep...
keep the world Excel, on its axis.
They keep Excel in business.
They are... They could literally run Wall Street. They keep calculators in business. They could run Wall Street.
Oh my God, I watched Wolf of Wall Street the other day. That movie is crazy.
Had you not seen it before?
No, I had.
Oh.
But we were hanging out and I was like, oh, maybe I should watch Wolf of Wall Street later. And then I did. Spoiler
alert.
Oh, you
did say that. Yeah.
I did.
Wow.
Look at me. Like, what do you mean keeping my word for the first time in my life?
How can I hume?
How can I hume? Every day I take 10 Quaaludes just to stay alive. My name is... I forget his name.
That was hard to watch. Okay, here's my theory. Here's my theorem.
Jordan Belfort.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
1989 is Taylor's most popular album.
What... Is this
on sales? On I just feel like
statistically true.
I think it's the best, her best selling album.
Okay, do you think it's, is it your favorite album or is it?
It's not my favorite album.
Is it the most popular album?
I think it's the, I think it's her undeniably like most popular album of all.
Okay, I'm gonna do some. I'm just gonna like sit in the background.
Like I think 1989 was when like even all. Like,
she had the fans, she had the critics, she had us all. Great.
Like, album of the year, you got Blank Space. Like, I just think, I think that was it. That was an album. Every song's a hit. No skips.
Okay.
Literally no skips. I think, because it's her most popular album,
okay,
she needs to release Taylor's version soon, because she's missing out on huge profits here.
Okay.
And I think... that she's going to surprise release 1989 this summer. I'm not even joking.
I know you're
I literally think if she just... Oh, if literally God. The next album is Red and she releases 2 of these re-releases over the course of 1 year, I think that's not the rate that she needs to do it at.
Why though? Like,
she needs to get these re-releases out so that people stop listening to the old shit. 1989 is her most popular album.
You said it earlier in this recording, though. You said she doesn't need money.
I mean, she got coins for days, but like, she loves that coin. She wants that coin.
She loves that coin. Okay, I'm looking up like sales now and stuff like that. So let's see what we got. Well, if we're just going off of pure fucking sales.
Go off like worldwide sales. What is it?
Yeah, I know fucking cool. Worldwide sales. This number is bigger than I can even. 10 million.
Bitch.
For 1989.
Bitch. What is it for like, I mean, what do you think her next most popular one is? Like Folklore? Or like Fearless album?
Fearless is 12 million.
Wow.
It is more popular.
Wow.
That's what I fucking thought.
But that also came out like 6 years prior.
Okay, so now everything changed. Everything has changed.
But there's also no song on Fearless that was as big as like Blank Space.
Okay, do you want me to fact check that then also? Because you're literally going to be wrong.
I don't think so though.
Oh my God! Ah!
I'm just saying, I don't think that literally it's going to be 22 weeks until we get a new album.
Okay, I believe you. I could see her doing it. She loves to do surprises.
I
just don't want you to be disappointed.
I will not. I am disappointed left and right being in this fandom.
That's true.
Because I've expected kind of so many things and that have not happened.
Okay.
But trust me when
okay.
I say,
okay,
I think in the month of July, Taylor's going to release 1989, Taylor's version, and we are all going to cream our spinaches.
Okay.
You heard it here first, folks.
Trying to find out what her biggest song is, and it is just so many. Like, I need a desktop computer for this. Oh wait, officialcharts.com. Well, this should be good.
Well, skirt skirt.
Let me just send all my. Okay, no, it's just wait highlights. Wait, what? Official top 20 biggest singles. No, but I think that's off peak. I don't. That's based off. I don't feel comfortable speaking on this narrative.
It's okay. It's okay. I would like to be yeah. Okay, so Red's happening, 1989 is happening. Mm-hmm. What else happened while we were gone? How long have we been gone for? Like 3 weeks?
Like 3 weeks, yeah.
See, it all started because of travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then work.
And then I got the sunburn.
And then Nicole got the sunburn. It was just out of commission
for days. I've been fucking my body red. I'm getting tis the season.
Oh my god, you are red. Tis the damn season,
yeah,
Nicole.
Tis the damn season. I was like, let me just put on my freakum dress, and that's a red.
A red reference. That's my favorite Red song, freakum dress. Because when he put it on,
happened? I wrote down T-Pain.
Not.
I wrote down T-Pain.
Why?
Apparently, I saw this clip.
I'm gonna buy you a drink.
I saw this clip this week that said that obviously he was one of the first people to pioneer autotune, and apparently he was on a flight with Usher.
Usher.
Exactly. And he considered Usher, you know, one of his good friends, and Usher like pulled him aside and basically said, "You have ruined music because of autotune."
That's like when we hang out.
And what?
And you talk to me. You're like, "You have ruined everything."
Okay, great, okay.
Wait, Usher told T-Pain on a flight
that he ruined music. That suck. Fuck Usher.
Fuck Usher. T-Pain
like
only
the way that
improved
he uses
music.
Auto-tune changed. And then apparently, I got into this little thread, and like T-Pain's actually a good singer. He was on The Masked Singer.
He was.
And he was like, Lucky, actually,
is
like a good
Usher
singer.
Even good?
I mean, Usher's good.
What are some of his songs?
Usher's kind of been like doing the same little ditty for.
I know, like, yeah. And like, oh my God.
Confessions. My Boo.
Oh my God. Wait, he literally has auto. Oh my God. Oh, that's who I am.
Yeah. But, I mean.
But he fucking put on his song.
Yeah, I mean, not to be overlooked. Oh my God. I mean, that's a little bit auto.
He definitely, like, has auto tune. Yeah.
So.
Okay, this hoe, come on.
Yeah, so then T-Pain was like, it sent me into, like, a 3-year depression. Isn't that sad?
T-Pain was sent into 3-year depression
because like
of
his
hearing
like,
this?
Because one of his biggest, like, he looked up to Usher. And wow. Usher, so that, yeah.
He must have looked down to Usher because Usher must be like 5'2".
I feel like he is really short.
Wow.
But fucking crazy. And justice to T-Pain. Let's pull up a little buy you a drink.
I'm gonna buy you a drink.
Actually,
that's so offensive.
Wait, let's pull up his teeny tiny desk.
Is a tiny desk?
He does. That's it. Yeah.
Calling all barbs. Calling all barbs.
Calling all T-Painas.
Nicki Minaj got Michael B. Jordan to change the name of his rum company.
I saw that. She weighed in.
She did.
She said, "Oh, I have words to say."
Good for her. All the comments were like, "Queen, slay, slay, slay."
Queen, slay, slay. BB Rexha. Ayo, tonight is the night that I'ma get twisted. Mix Moscato and vodka. I'ma mix it. What is happening on your phone?
Wait.
He's got a nice voice.
I want to hear him say it.
Oh.
I want to hear him be like,
I'm a bye.
Wait.
Oh, in the bell.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. I talk bad. Let's talk money.
I just want to hear him say by here we go. Well,
see, I have a acoustic T-Pain song too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. There we go.
Wait, I just realized my sound effect is spelled Wednesday, Thursday.
Because that's kind of how she says it.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
New Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, shit. Thought shit. Oh, fuck. This video is crazy.
Yeah, look at the video if you haven't seen it. Absolutely bonkers. I read somewhere that black TikTokers are refusing to create a dance for it because they know that it's going to be stolen by like white TikTokers.
Oh.
And so
that's fucked.
White TikTokers,
fuck white people, honestly,
are struggling to come up with a dance to it.
Good. I mean, white people shouldn't come up with a dance to it.
Well, they don't. They just steal. They colonize the dances.
They literally do.
Everyone is just who they are, and who they are is just stone cold gay.
Talk to me. I talk back.
I see where this is gonna go.
Has anyone seen my freakum dress?
See, people don't make songs anymore like that that have dance instructions in them.
Left foot just stomp. Doom. Slide.
She was like, spin it
right.
All around and doom. Take it to the ground.
Yeah.
You know what actually, whoa, I feel like my microphone just got really loud. You know what actually is one of my favorite Beyonce songs that is a cover, but it has instructions in it like this. From Homecoming, Before I Let Go, cover. But there's a section of it that's like, oh.
Is this it?
It's not.
Oh. I'm just having real bad luck with finding choruses today.
Same. I'm nervous because I'm trying to find this Beyonce part.
Oh, what? I found it for
what
you.
What song is this?
Miracles Happen by Mira.
Mira, thank you.
Have you heard this?
I have, but I don't know the name. I like it. I'm going to listen to it.
Catch me listening to Girls Rock by Disney later.
I really want to listen to this one part of the Beyonce song, though. Whoa. Bitch, this girl can sing.
Girls Rock.
She's talented. Oh, Blair's home.
What are you yelling about?
Beyonce. Blair, come give your 2 cents on the day. Weigh in. Oh, well, don't weigh in then. Stay away from the microphone.
Now over to our on-the-street correspondent who has been on the street talking to people all day. What are the people of New York saying?
My travel agent won't let me change my flight, and I'm very angry about it.
All right!
We don't actually have travel agents.
Miracles
That's a lie.
Happen.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We'll talk about it later. Okay, love you.
Okay, back to Beyonce. I think this is the part where she describes the dance. Oh yeah, right here.
Is the dance pull up to Coachella?
Yeah, you have to go to Coachella.
It seems like a really hard dance move.
Wait. Oh, right here.
Yours.
Bring it up.
up, tap and roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, stomp and you step.
Stomp on them.
She's got a full dance routine in this song.
But the first step to the dance is go to Coachella.
You have to go there. You have to buy a ticket.
That seems tough.
I know. I think she's a little out of touch with like money. Maybe.
How much could Coachella cost? $12?
She's like, Coachella's free, right? You can just go?
you just
perform and then you're there?
On stage for a little bit, but wow. Otherwise it's pretty free, so it's pretty good.
Okay, Nicole, what are you standing, honey, hunty?
Thank you for asking, hunty.
Hunty.
For I am standing. God, I don't.
Ruffles have ridges.
Okay. What? Oh, here's what I'm standing. Oh, we didn't even. Okay. Was it that loud?
A little. A little.
We didn't even get to this.
Me as well, Becky. Ten.
But,
nine.
Okay. The. Eight. Born This Way remixes are being rolled out, and the Orville Peck,
very good,
so fucking good,
like Yeehaw times 10. I'm on the right track. Well, that's pretty good. Was born this way.
Okay.
See, now you're trying. I can't try, but you can try.
Anyway, that's what I'm standing. What are you standing?
Ooh, there ain't no other way.
It's like Elvis meets a goblin.
I'm standing.
A ghost. What's a ghoul to a goblin? Monster.
Okay, I'm actually saying a couple things. First, standing new Japanese Breakfast album.
Oh,
do you like Japanese Breakfast?
I didn't even actually know that there was a new one.
New album came out like a week or two ago. Very into it. Also very
like
into
poppier.
It is much poppier than the I think they've had she's had two previous albums. This one's much poppier.
Damn.
Also into Griff right now, singer, songwriter.
I don't know who that is.
She's British. Very into some of her songs. You can hear the auto tune.
Two bands at once.
So check her out. Her name's Griff. And then last thing, I'm gonna go full circle. We're going back to Ava Max, folks. New Ava Max song. Let me tell you, when this beat drops...
It wouldn't be a Come to Brazil episode if we didn't listen to Ava Max. Should we go out on this?
We'll go out on Ava Max.
All right. As it should be. Ava, guide us into this.
Ava, take us away. We're glad to be back.
This good night.
Sorry for the delay on a new episode. The pregnancy is really just
and the
held us up.
Olympics training.
We are pregnant and training. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So,
T?
Pretty crazy.
Gnar.
Just a quick gnar to all the Australians out there. Send us a gnar back. See you guys next week.
Bye. But wait for the drop.
So I'll keep talking.
Don't leave yet until the drop. It's coming. It's right here. So Nicole, shut up.
Well,
we can
talk for
one second. Okay, right here.
All right, guys. Bye. See you next week.
If you guys like this podcast, then like, subscribe, and share.